drasha for Seder Vayishlach. The obvious connection between the Sedra and the Haftorah is that this is the last Sedra in the Torah that speaks about Esav. This is the seal of the idea of Esav in the Torah. And Ovadia the prophet speaks about the seal of Esav in history. In the end of days when Edom and Esav will reach their end. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, according to Reb Meir, Ovadia was a convert from Edom. And the prophecies that speak about the downfall of Edom were prophesied by a Edomi himself, or a prior Edomi. Rav Yitzchak says that Ovadia prophesied about Esav because Ovadia lived amongst two Rishoyim, Achav and Yizevel, and he didn't learn from them. And he should prophesy against Esav, who lived amongst two Tzadikim, Avraham and Yitzchak, and didn't learn from them. Esav had tremendous personal potential, which is the idea of Bris Avos, the fact that he was the son of Yitzchak, the grandson of Avraham Avinu. He had within him tremendous intrinsic potential, and also because of the influence of his environment, he had also Zechus Avos, also potential, and he never brought out any of this potential. Ovadia, in these two respects, represents the lost potential of Esav. Ovadia himself showed that he had personal potential, became a convert, and also that he was able to overcome a bad environment, which with the same powers Esav could have used to use a good environment. It says in the Medrash and Bereishis Rabbah, Aviv Kori Oso Gadol, Imo Kora Oso Gadol. Esav was called a Gadol, great, by his father and his mother. Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Im Beinechem Hu Gadol, you consider him great, Beinai Hu Katan, in my eyes he's small. Shenamar Hinei Katan Esaticha Bagoyim, Bozu Yatom Ba'od. I've made you small amongst the nations, you're extremely Bazui Atom Ma'od, you are extremely disgraced. This is the idea that from his father and mother, Esav had tremendous potential for greatness. But God said that he never realized the potential. He remained small and disgraced. And this is the idea of the shame that should cover the face of Esav in the ends of days. Rav Shamshon Perl Hirsch says that shame is related to unfulfilled, frustrated expectations. When a person does not realize his potential, comes from the word lehitboshesh, to be inhibited, or when someone does something that is not befitting his potential. The Sefer Kol Tzofayich from Rabbi Zaitchik Zatzal says that the shame of Esav, Rashi says, because of shame, in this world, he left Eretz Yisrael with his family because he couldn't stand the shame of being exposed to Yaakov and remembering that he sold the birthright. The Yerushalmi says in the Dorim, Rav Acha, the shame Rav Huna, Asid Esav Harasha Latov Talisov Leishevim Tzadikim Began Eden LaAsid Lavel. Rav Acha said in the name of Rav Huna, in the future, Esav, the wicked, will cover himself in the talus and sit amongst the righteous in Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goraro Motzio Misham. And God will drag him and take him out of there. My timer, what does it say in the sentence? In Tagvia Kinesher, if you raise yourself like an eagle, the Inbein Kochavim Sim Kinecha, and if you will put your nest amongst the stars, Mishom Orid Chanin Um Hashem, I will take you down from there, says Hashem. Ve'en Kochavim El Tzadikim. And the Kochavim, that it says that Esav will put his nest amongst the stars, that refers to Tzadikim. Kamoda At Omar, as it says, Umatztike Harabim, those that are righteous and make the community righteous, Kikochavim La'olam Voim, they are like stars forever. The Pnei Moshe there says that Esav sits amongst the righteous because he thinks he deserves it because he has the merit of his forefathers. The Iyun Yaakov in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin says that Esav thinks that God will have mercy on him with his 13 attributes of mercy. And this is the hint of the putting on of the talus. As it says that Hashem himself, Kibiyachol, put on a talus and taught Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 attributes of mercy. But he makes a mistake, because it's not enough just to receive the 13 attributes of mercy. One must be fit to receive them by being a merciful person, by emulating God's merciful traits. And if one does that order of traits, then he receives the benefit of those traits. In Yalkut Shimoni, it says, La'asid lavok shakarish baruch hu don es Esav harosh, in the future when God will judge Esav, ma Esav oseh, what will Esav do? Mis'ati petaliso u'bo v'yoshev etzel Yaakov. He will put on his talus, and he will sit next to Yaakov. As it says, Dorach kochav mi Yaakov, ve'en kochav el Yaakov. Yaakov is referred to as a star, so Esav will sit amongst the stars. The Yaakov omer lo, Achi, lo teiki otzibi. And Yaakov will tell him, you will never be like me. Gzero shayisa gozer alai, shehe ovi kochavim. You made terrible decrees against me that I should serve idolatry. And if I did it, I would have been liable to a death penalty from heaven. In lo evon, if I didn't serve the idolatry, you would kill me. Could be the idea is that Esav wanted to merit like an eagle. As it says, the kovei Hashem yachlifu koach, those that hope and wait for God always have new strength. That refers to Esav's thinking that because he had schus avos, because he emanated from the avos, he had within him this potential, right, or that he was worthy of having 13 attributes of mercy applied to him, and that's what he put his talus on. The talus represents the midos of the person and his ultimate potential, and none of that helped him because Esav was evil and didn't use his potential. And therefore, he didn't have schus avos, the merit of his avos didn't help him, and therefore the attributes of mercy didn't help him, because he wasn't a merciful person. I was thinking there was also another idea, and that is Esav wanted to be like a shliach tzibur, a representative of the community, that through his decrees, he caused Yaakov to do tshuva, and to stick to the Torah more, through the Yisurim, the suffering that Esav caused on us throughout the generations. And in that way, he thought he was one of the stars, Matzidike HaRabim. He was able to bring positive effect from the suffering that he caused on Yaakov. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him that that's not the case. He never had good intentions. He intended to do it only for the bad. And he would have killed him if he didn't listen to him. It's like the Gemara says that in the future the Romans will claim such a thing, that they built bathhouses and shopping centers and amassed wealth and everything they did that Klal Yisrael should learn Torah. And even though ultimately it's true, everything that happens in the world helps to bring Mashiach closer and bring the world to its completion. And the purpose of that is that Klal Yisrael should learn Torah. But God will tell them, you're fools, because you didn't have that in mind. Your intentions were evil. Your intentions were for your own selfish purposes. Unlike Esav's archangel, the Sultan himself, who fought with Yaakov, but when he was vanquished by Yaakov, when Yaakov beat him, and he wasn't able to overcome him, he was happy. He went and sang Shira. That was his purpose. The Sultan understands that he was created to give people free choice, but he's the happiest when people don't listen to him. But Esav wasn't like that. Esav wanted to hurt the Jewish people, wasn't interested in that they should do good because of the suffering that he brought upon them. The Beis HaLevi says that Esav will ask for another reward for all the good things that he did to Yaakov throughout the generations. But Yaakov will tell him that all those good things came with a heavy price. And when you wanted to be good to me, you did it with conditions of assimilation. And for that, you don't deserve reward. And this is the busha, the embarrassment of Esav, when he sees how much potential he could have had, how he could have been up there in the stars, and he lost it all. Similar to what Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, that before a person dies, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him what he could have been and what he was, and the neshama gives a scream that goes from one end of the world to the other. Similarly also it says by the generation of the flood, that before the flood, God gave them to taste of what Olam Haba was like. They should know what they're missing. They should know what they're losing. And the embarrassment of Rishayim in the future when they see what they could have had and what they lost, they will cry rivers of tears that the Medrash says will cool off Gehenna. That's part of their punishment. So Gehenna itself is minimized by their tears. The busha, the embarrassment, the feeling of frustration when one realizes what he could have had, what he could have done, what he could have been, and what he wasn't. And that's the way it's going to be with every person in the future. The Rabbeinu Yonah says in Pirkei Avos, "Lifnei mi ata osid litein din v'cheshbon," that everybody's going to have to give a din v'cheshbon for Hashem, and the embarrassment of what a person didn't accomplish is going to be eternal. And that is the disgrace of Esav. Rashi says Esav's a disgraceful nation because he'd have no written alphabet and no language of their own. Took it from others. The written alphabet represents the essence of the person, like Torah Shebichtav. And the Lashon, the language, represents his ability to converse and have an effect on other people. Both of those things, Esav could have had an intrinsic value and the value of what he caused on others. And both of those he lost. He had no intrinsic value, he never brought out his potential, and what he brought on others was only calamity and evil. And therefore it says that Esav is like a chazer. It's compared to a pig, a chazer. For Asid l'chazer atolu l'baila. He is going to return the crown to its owner. And the Rabbeinu Bachya says that Esav will be utilized to build the third base HaMikdash. The ghetto, he will realize intrinsic potential and also what he can cause that Yaakov should have a base HaMikdash, and then he will be punished, and then V'hoysel Hashem HaMelucha, and then God will have the total rule over the world soon in our days.